Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. But when you hear that music, it means our pal Dave Richard from CBS Sports joins us, fantasy football expert who joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, Dave?
What's up, gentlemen? Lurch, from what I understand, you're going to be rooting hard for the Dolphins' defense tonight.
Did you hear about that? I'm going against four Jags. Can you believe that? Four Jags tonight.
Yeah. That's weird how fantasy football works, right? Because the team that probably has the four Jags may have drafted one of them
right.
at the beginning of the year, and now here they are starting four of them. And their whole week depends on how they do. And it's always tricky when you start multiple players from the same team, even if it's just two players on the same team.
Yeah.
It's never a sure thing that both of them are going to go off, and now you're starting four. You know, the odds are that maybe two of them go off. You'll be lucky if three of them have a big game. There's almost no way all four of them have a big game unless it's just like a total blowout high-scoring game between both squads. Right. I don't quite see that happening. Which four players are they?
Well, he's got Minshew at QB. He's got Robinson as one of his RBs. And then he's got Chark, who I think is questionable. And he's also got Cole.
Right. So I have a hard time. I think Minshew and Robinson are going to be the two that do best for him.
Yeah.
And he'll probably get an okay game out of Cole. And if Chark plays, then maybe he'll get like a so-so game out of him, too. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly. Between those two receivers, one of them will have an okay game. But I actually like Minshew a lot this week. I think he's a top 12 quarterback for sure. I would start him ahead of Deshaun Watson.
Wow. I do have a question. One of my other leagues. First of all, what are we hearing on Davante Adams and Galladay? I read that Galladay will play, but is there an update on Davante and Galladay?
Well, let's see what Davante does today. Usually veterans get Wednesdays off anyway when they're not at 100%, so it wasn't a surprise to see him not practice on Wednesday. But if he doesn't practice again today, then it could be a little tough for him to make it on Sunday. Friday would obviously be the telltale day. But you may want to make a plan B for Davante if he doesn't end up going. And then I think it is looking good for Galladay. There's been optimism about him playing since last Saturday.
Okay. Well, plan B for Davante would be Ruggs or Devontae Parker. What do you think? Or Robbie Anderson.
Oh, and you'd have to make that call on Parker by tonight. So
right. What
you would probably have to do, and you may not like doing this, but it's the safe thing to do, is that if you've got Davante Adams and he does not practice on Thursday – and there's no inkling that he's going to be good to go on Sunday, you got to roll with Parker. You got to play it safe. Get him in your lineup. He's got a decent matchup. I don't mind him even going up against C.J. Anderson. He took Stephon Gilmore to school last year. So Parker, I think, is going to end up being the number one receiver for Miami when it's all said and done this year, and certainly this week. Preston Williams is making just way too many mistakes out there. You should feel okay going with Parker in place of Adams.
Dave, what sort of workload are we going to see from Devonta Freeman in that Giants backfield in week three? I'm guessing not a ton at first, but he probably gets eased in. What do you think happens this weekend?
I have absolutely no idea. And here's what I do know. This is what I know, okay? The Giants had a hard time getting Saquon Barkley going when he was healthy behind that offensive line and in that offense. So if Saquon Barkley can't get, you know, big yardage, then how in the heck is Devonta Freeman and Wayne Gallman and Deion Lewis going to do it? Mm-hmm. And I just named three running backs. They're all going to play. At least that's the assumption as of now, is that all three of them are going to get in there and take work away from each other. And there was a report from ESPN that said that Deion Lewis is going to be the main guy and that Wayne Gallman isn't going to be the guy, although the same reporter said that Wayne Gallman would be the guy earlier in the offseason if something were to happen to Saquon. And how much can you, how good can you feel about Lewis and Gallman if they run out and sign Devontae Freeman, who was literally kicked to the curb by the Falcons? They said, you were so bad last year, we'd rather have a one-need Todd Gurley replace you this year. And they paid Gurley more than Freeman got. So, like, Freeman was turned down by the Jaguars. He was turned down by the Bucks. I don't know how good he really is. I'm thinking that it's going to be a mess all the way around. If I had to pick one Giants running back to use this week, it would be Deion Lewis, just because I know that he's a good pass catcher out of the backfield, and he's had some experience before with the head coach of the Giants, Joe Judge, when they were in New England together.
Dave, who are some of the guys to keep an eye on who may be free agents, who may be popping here in the next couple of weeks?
So let's talk about the running backs, and I'm sure Mike Davis was already picked up in a bunch of leagues. Sure. He's going to replace Christian McCaffrey as the main running back in Carolina, and you saw last week 8 receptions, 7 of them came in the fourth quarter alone, and this is a Panthers team that's going to basically have the same game script every week. They're going to trail. Their defense isn't very good. Teddy Bridgewater's going to throw. The overwhelming majority of his throws are going to be really close to the line of scrimmage. That's what's helping prop up the numbers for both DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, and it should pay off for Mike Davis as well. I don't see anybody else in that Panthers backfield really stepping up. So Davis is one guy. If he's still out there, pick him up. And if you really need a running back and you didn't get Davis, you can try trading for him. His value should be decent in PPR leagues for the next 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully not longer than that. We need McCaffrey back. I'm excited about Jeff Wilson in San Francisco. I know everybody's talking about Jerick McKinnon, and Jerick McKinnon was the guy that everybody picked up off the waiver wire. But Jeff Wilson is a more physical running back. He's burly. He knows the zone scheme that Kyle Shanahan runs. That offensive line is healthy. The defense might not be in San Francisco, and the quarterback might not be in San Francisco, but Jeff Wilson is somebody who seems to be on his way up and up. I've picked him up in a bunch of my leagues, and I'm going to have to start him in one of my leagues where I had McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley. It was a salary cap draft. I bid and won them both. And
wow.
Now I don't have either one on my team. Yeah, and I'm undefeated, so that's going to be tough to keep up. And it's an analyst league. I'm in there with a bunch of sharks. It's not going to be pretty.
All right, you want to bang out some of these calls here?
Let's see. Let's touch the people.
All right, let's go to Rod. Bind one in Fairfax. Rod, what's up, buddy? You're on with our guy, Dave Richard.
Good morning. Half-point PPR, need to start one wide receiver, Marvin Jones, Darius Slayton, John Brown, or Deontay Johnson.
Oh, man, you've got some great ones. Those last three are all good options, and Slayton is one that people could actually try and trade for on the cheap because he had a bad game last week. I like him this week, but I think I like John Brown a little bit more. You know, what we overlooked this offseason, you know, was that Josh Allen playing backyard football and defenses hovering over Stephon Diggs makes John Brown an easy target, and he's had great games to start the year. You know the Bills are going to need points to go up against the Rams, and it's like they've forgotten about the running back. They barely run the football, and when they do, it's with Josh Allen. It's not with their running backs. I would go with John Brown ahead of Johnson and Slayton, but you should feel great about having all three of those receivers on your team. Marvin Jones is probably the worst fantasy option of the four.
Wow.
All right, great. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Carlos in Arlington. Carlos, what's up? You're on with Dave Richard.
What's going on, John? I got Tyler Higbee and Jonas Smith as for my tight end position, and then I got two flex positions where I'm trying to either figure out if I should have Fournette, Jerick McKinnon, Devontae Parker.
From those last three, you only need one for the flex. If that's the case, I would go with Parker tonight ahead of Fournette. McKinnon would be third on the list. And as much as I like Higbee, you know, guys, how much I love Jonnu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like he could be a sell-high type of player if you can get a lot for him. But the matchup against Minnesota is really juicy. They just lost another linebacker to a torn pec. Their defense is in tatters right now. And Ryan Tannehill is going to have an easy time throwing against them. I think Jonnu Smith is the better option than Higbee.
Dave, real quick, in a flex, T.Y. Hilton does nothing. Hilton, A.J. Brown, or Keelan Cole tonight?
I would go with Hilton, and I know you say he does nothing. That's not true. I saw him get wide open on a 44-yard
pass. He dropped it.
He's in the end zone, and it bounced right off his chest. I've never seen that from T.Y. before. Yeah, that was a crusher. I think against the Jets, you're going to see him try and rectify that. You know that Phillip Rivers is looking for him. He's got, I believe it's 5 deep targets from Phillip Rivers already this season in 2 games. That's pretty good. He looks good out there. He's not slow. He's not bothered by an injury. He's running great routes. I think you stick with him.
All right. By the way, Dave, the Colts defense is, if they're out there, you grab them.
They're my number one DST this week. Yep. They're taking on the – I don't even know if I can name all the players on the Jets offense right now. And
what do you
it's
think
my
about
job
the Browns
to know. I could
play.
Probably get fired for saying that.
Dave, what do you think about the Browns as a play facing Washington football?
I'm not a huge fan of their defense once you get past the D-line, their linebackers, and most of their defensive backs in the secondary just really don't do it for me. But they're top 12. Yeah. If you can't get your hands on the Colts or the Cardinals, I think you can make a move for the good old Brownies.
Brownies.
All right, let's go to line 3. Let's go to David in Sterling. David, what's up? You're on with our guy, Dave Richard.
Good morning, Dave. Question. I have some receivers I need to choose from. So I have CeeDee Lamb, Keenan Allen, T.Y. Hilton, and Russell Gage. I need one, and it's a full PPR.
I'm probably going to lean you toward Keenan Allen. Really liked what I saw from him last week with Justin Herbert, and the matchup against Carolina is fantastic. The Panthers secondary makes the Bills or the Browns secondary look like, you know, the Legion of Boom. I think you're going to see Keenan Allen come through with some big targets again. And it could end up being a game where the Chargers have to put up a little bit more points than they think they would. Carolina will contend with them on the scoreboard. Could be a high-scoring game for those who, you know, pay attention to such things. I think Keenan Allen is the one that you'll start.
All right, let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, you're on with Dave Richard.
Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Need 2 out of 3 PPR. Tyler Lockett, Robert Woods, CeeDee Lamb.
I'm going to sit. I am not a big fan of Robert Woods this week. I'm going to say to sit Woods. He's going up against Tre'Davious White, not the whole game, of course, but whenever he lines up outside, he's the Rams receiver that lines up outside the most. And we know he's going to be involved in the offense to some degree. I'm worried about the upside for him in the matchup against Buffalo. I feel like this could be more of a Cooper Kupp week than a Robert Woods week. Hmm. So he would be the one that I would cautiously tell you in PPR, give him a break, go with CeeDee Lamb. I think Lamb is on his way to potentially being the best receiver in Dallas. A great buy-low trade target between now and Sunday.
Ooh. All right. And
let's get after it. Make a trade proposal.
Let's go to Josh, line 5 in Alexandria. Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Josh. Hey,
what's up?
All right. It's PPR, either Brady or Ingram. I mean, Brady or Lamar Jackson. And then I got Ertz or Rudolph. And then for my flex, I got Judy or Jefferson.
Okay, Judy is over Jefferson, and then you're starting Lamar Jackson every week until, like, he's on IR, he's on bye or whatever. You're always going to start him. And then your other question, I can't even remember the names that you gave me for the other one, but it was a pretty ridiculous question,
too. Ertz and Rudolph. I mean, you start
Ertz
even
and Rudolph.
Ertz is
you're
struggling.
Go there, if I had a crystal ball that could guarantee me the weeks that Kyle Rudolph would score a touchdown, right, I would tell you what those weeks would be. I'm just going to go ahead and say that this won't be it against Tennessee in that secondary. This won't be the week that Kyle Rudolph finds the end zone. Go with Zach Ertz.
All right, I think Luke is ready for the speed round.
All right, hold on real quick.
Are.
I just got one question.
All right, sneak it in.
Flex position, Dave. Flex, flex, flex. Do I go Deion Lewis, Judy, or Tre'Quan Smith?
If it's non-PPR, I think I'd roll with Tre'Quan. If it's full PPR, you know, I'd probably roll with Tre'Quan anyway.
All right, Tre'Quan's in.
All right.
The listeners
it is
are
a PPR.
Ready. No small talk, no chit-chat. One question only, no trade questions, no stupid questions allowed. Dave's decision is final and binding, and no Bluetooth allowed.
I thought you added a rule last week.
Hmm.
Yeah, don't be stupid.
No, you added
already
a
already covered.
Rule.
I did?
Yeah. Don't you remember, JP? He added
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I remember him adding a rule, but I can't remember what it was. We're going to have to go to the tape.
Damn it. Valdez, you don't remember? God. All right, let's go to line 6. Let's go to Reed. Speed round, go.
Start 3, Kamara, Gordon, Carson, or Josh Kelly?
The first 3.
Borderline dumb.
Why would he throw Josh Kelly's name
in there? Like,
yeah.
We really like Josh Kelly this week. The Panthers have allowed multiple touchdowns to running backs in 7 straight games.
Ooh.
You're going back to last year on that stat.
All right.
But
you got to always start Kamara.
Yeah.
Let's go to line 7. Let's go to JD. JD, speed round, go.
Woo.
Full PPR, start two, Hollywood Brown, Traquan Smith, Zach Moss, or Kareem Hunt?
Hunt and Marquise Brown.
All right, let's go to line eight. Let's go to Corey Woodbridge, speed round, go.
Zach Ertz, Kelly, or Judy, flex.
Kelly.
All right, line one, Andrew Stafford, speed round, go.
Standard, flex, Gurley, McKinnon, or Smith? Traquan Smith.
I think Gurley's probably the safest.
Dave right. Sounds thrilled about that.
Let's go to line two. John, Ohio, go. Speed round.
Half point PPR flex. I need Chark, LaVisca Chenault, or Russell Gage. Thanks, guys.
Chark if he plays, Gage otherwise.
He did say but yeah. All these let him slide. Let's go to line three. Joe, speed round, go.
PPR need a starting quarterback. Burrow, Breeze, or Minshew?
Minshew.
All right, go.
That's almost a no-brainer, the way that Breeze is playing.
Isn't that funny? No Breeze.
Let's go to line four. Julie, speed round, go.
Stafford, Minshew, or Tannehill?
Minshew.
Ooh. Do you like
Stafford's
Minshew?
Third on that list.
Do you like Minshew over 1.5 touchdowns this week?
I do. I like Minshew and Ryan Fitzpatrick over 1.5 touchdowns this week.
Ooh, might have to go with both those guys.
He likes the over.
Let's go to line five. Bernard, speed round, go.
Gaskins or Dobbins, PPR.
Gaskins is probably safer.
Line six, Tony, speed round, go.
Breeze or Burrow?
Let's go with Breeze.
Burrow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think Burrow's going to throw like 50 times.
Yeah, that might be the case every week. It's tough when Darius Slay is going to be out there on half the field for Philly, assuming he's out there for half the field for Philly.
And finally, let's go to line seven. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, speed round.
Zach Ertz, Noah Fant.
Fant.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Dave, I sent you a picture of my roster. I know you don't care, but just give me your feedback.
You want feedback on your roster? Sure.
Well, any changes I should make.
Okay.
For that particular
probably
one.
The site that you're playing at for starters.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. I like that, Dave.
You probably play at CBS Sports Lurch. We'd like to see you there.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, guys. Good luck in your leagues this weekend.
All right. You too, pal.
Thank
all
you, sir.
All three of my leagues are CBS Sports.
By the way, the picture I sent him is CBS.
It is?
Yeah.
By the way.
It's the Nats League.
I think people need to know this. That was seamless. So great job to Valdez and Drabby and me. We did a just amazing job of that, you know, considering we're in like five different locations. That is not easy to pull off the speed round as seamless as we just did.
I thought you were going to applaud the listeners.
No,
yeah, I thought you were going to applaud the listeners as well because they figured it out.
Us.
There's no small talk. They're borderline dumb questions, but for the most part, they're knocking it out.
Yeah,
I can't believe someone tweet me. What was the rule we added to speed round last week? Because I need to remind Cakes of
the P1s will be all over it.
They'll figure it out.
Oh, but you're right. I do remember we added one.
I can't remember.
He needs to have it almost like the Ten Commandments.
I need it on a
fantasy
tablet.
Football callers on the junkies. All right, phone lines are open. It is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Remember, we got Jason LaConvora. He's going to join us at 9, Radio.com NFL Insider. We'll talk to him about the league. But coming up next, Dan Orlovsky from ESPN actually had an interesting breakdown on the Washington football team quarterback, Dwayne Haskins. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. People love Dave Richard. Phone lines get flooded every time we have him on.
Yep.
You can tweet him at Dave Richard. He does his best to answer your tweets.
It's a busy man.
A lot of people tweet us, and I feel bad. I'm like, just tweet the expert,
Dave.
So at Dave Richard is how you hit him up.
Anything
I can't
I'm
going
to tell you, I'm regurgitating from Dave Richard. I'll just let you know
I can't tell you how big tonight's game is in that one league for the Nats League, because if I win, I'm 3-0 in that league, and that's a big money league.
It's a good start.
So if Jacksonville throws up 41 points tonight, I'll be very salty.
Yeah, you'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't think 41 is doable. I think 28 to 30.
You know, you get my
31
point.
Is.
If
then,
they
then
go
you're
high,
still in trouble. Yeah.
I mean, if Minshew throws for 312 and three touchdowns, and two of them to Cole, I'm bitter.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway. Mm. All right, so let's talk about Dan Orlovsky's comments about Haskins. Now, I didn't hear it. I'm sure we're going to run the audio, Drabby, but Bick,
yeah,
did you see it yesterday?
He posted something. Yeah, he posted it on Twitter, and then he actually reposted it again this morning. So I'm trying to get Drabby to try to book him, but he's got a lot of obligations now. Drabby's bitter because he feels like he discovered him. And now he's got like a gig, what, with ESPN?
He was in first on Orlovsky?
Definitely.
So. Yeah.
So you planted your flag there first?
Yeah, a few years ago when he was just getting started in the analysis game.
Yeah, he is good. I have to say he's good. And look, most people, the analysts, I've had a fairly negative view of Haskins. I thought his was pretty balanced. He had some things he said he needed to work on and some things he thought that were positive. So why don't you play the audio here, and we're going to try to get Orlovsky on here in the next day or two to talk about it.
What do I love through two games? First of all, gotten off to rough starts as an offense the first 2 weeks. He has kept playing through those rough patches, continue to lead his team, push his team, come back in week one, and kept his team in the game in week two. So just the mindset. I love the mindset of just moving on to the next play, building good habits for the long term in your career. So I love that out of Dwayne. Two things I want to see him get better at. First of all, his feet. I want him to become a technician with his feet. He's not one of those quarterbacks that makes all these off-platform, feet all over the place, funny body throws. But when he's a technician with his feet, even in game, he's a really good player. He's got the chance to be a really good player for a long time. Become a technician through your progressions and in the pocket with your feet. And then number two, don't assume. You can predetermine where you're going to go to the football or predetermine where you want to work with the football, but don't assume. Sometimes it's like pre-snap. I'm assuming I'm just going to throw that ball there, catches the snap and throws it. I want you to predetermine a plan or predetermine a progression instead of assuming. So there's a lot good on tape. There's a ton of room to grow. We've got to be aware of what's around him. But through 2 weeks, those are the things, or that's the thing that he's doing well. And those are the two things I really want him to focus on moving forward. Thanks.
So some good stuff there.
I mean,
I think we all could see the footwork deal, right? You can all see it. They highlight it. The sort of the pitter patter feet there when he's kind of, when he's out of rhythm, sort of.
Happy feet.
A little bit. I think that's just an experience.
It'll come with time, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just a poise in the pocket thing.
Question is, will time allow it?
Right. You gotta demonstrate that you're correcting it, you know, even if, you know, you give him 10 starts or whatever, you gotta show improvement. So, we saw improvement last year. I'm guessing we're going to see improvement this year as the staff gets to know him, as he gets more comfortable with the staff, as they hash out what he's good at and what he needs more work. That's why I'm actually expecting a big jump this week.
My counter is defenses also are preparing against him and may actually start seeing some things on film. Like, I think he got away with a couple of throws, particularly in week one. And if he doesn't clean up that accuracy – he's not going to have a clean ledger sheet with zero picks.
Right.
Well, nobody
eventually,
does.
He's
going
to throw a pick eventually.
He's going to throw picks. Yeah, he'll
throw picks.
He's going to throw picks. Accepted. But he needs to throw touchdowns, too. So if he throws a pick but throws two touchdowns, I'll take it. I'll take two touchdowns. At this point, I'll take 2-1 every game, every time.
Oh, of course you would.
If you could, that would give me 30 and 32 and 16
yeah,
or whatever.
You could bank that, yeah. You would take it in a heartbeat.
I'd take it.
I mean, the skeptics are already out there, but if they're down 14-3, 17-3 at the half again, and he's got a bunch of three and outs and a bunch of punts, and the defense has been out there for the majority of the first half, getting gassed, it's going to get ugly. He needs to keep his team in the game, and it's not all on him. I get it. I mean, running back's got to do it. Receiver's got to do it. Defense has to play well. But he's got to keep his team in the game in the first half. Right. Can't just dig out of 17-0 holes.
Right. I totally agree. And they know it. I mean, Rivera knows it. Scott Turner and those guys know it. I'm kind of training my guns on Turner a little bit. I want to see him adjust a little better with this personnel and gin up some things here offensively to get him going.
But his personnel is also faulty. I mean, you can look at Turner, but he really doesn't have a lot to work with.
Right,
he just doesn't.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's trying to force feed Antonio Gibson, who's still feeling his way as a running back. I think he's narrowed down, obviously, using Peyton Barber. That was like a week one thing. Peyton Barber got no run in week
he's
two.
Done. Yeah.
A lot of it's just doesn't have a lot of personnel to work with. So
seems
see
like you're going to just see Gibson and McKissick for most
it's
of
fine.
It.
Fine, I like McKissick.
I mean,
I like McKissick. He looks decent to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's your committee.
I just would like Cakes and I have been harping on it all week. I'd like to see, Gibson, I'd like to see him throw the ball, Gibson, a little more.
How about you target Gibson five to seven times against the Browns and see what happens?
I assumed that they were going to do that.
He's only been targeted, three times total?
Not that
it's three.
Many.
Yeah. Give him five targets and see if he breaks a big one or two.
Yeah, find a way to get him open, get the ball to him, right?
Right. And just I would like to see more up-tempo stuff, I don't care if you call the play at the line of scrimmage, whatever it is, just hurry up. Hurry up, because he seems to get into a rhythm that way.
I think you're going to see a lot more Gibson. Look, he went from 9 carries in week 1 to 13. You're right, he's only had 3 targets. He has 5 yards receiving. I mean, I don't know where we set the over-under, but he's got 5 yards receiving from what I could see. So I think you're going to see a lot more of him. They're just slowly working him in.
Right. I don't know. So the two things that he said, do you remember? He said the footwork. What was the other thing that he said that he liked?
He likes kind of the resiliency.
The moxie
and
keeping
down.
Him in the games and that sort of thing. Yeah. He doesn't get down after they're down. And I do like that too. I'm cautiously optimistic.
People get so upset. Yeah, when we had the discussion about Dwayne Haskins, based off of what Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus said on Tuesday, we have Pro Football Focus Tuesdays, 9 o'clock every week.
Right.
And he was the one who said that he pretty much thinks it's a lock they're going to end up drafting another quarterback.
Right.
And when we were having the discussion, we all just said, too early. But if you had to bet at this moment, it does look like it's heading down that highway. But obviously, you want to evaluate him the rest of the year.
Right.
But people get so ricked. There's some like, you guys are hating on Haskins. It's the reality. Tell me what you've seen to be super optimistic about him, other than maybe 6 quarters last year. There's just not much.
So far this year, there hasn't been much. But you can't forget what you saw last year, the flashes.
And JP, it's like everything else in this world right now. If someone truly believes something, you can't change their minds.
Right, you can't sway them off.
So the people who say that we criticize them for no reason, we hate them, whatever, we're never going to change those people's minds.
Right, and there are some that are like, they'll go down and just call us racist because we
don't
support Haskins.
I know.
What do you think we did with Heath Shuler? I mean, we were out on Heath Shuler very quick.
That's just the way.
Down a history
that's the country we live in.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Well, it's also like people were saying, well, you're criticizing him because he's a brother. You're not giving him enough shot, enough of a chance. I said, we're destroying Troy Apke. You think we're holding back?
I said yesterday, give Haskins the whole year.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? That'll be a year and a half.
Give him the whole year if he plays like this. I have to see signs of improvement, which I think we will.
Yeah, I believe in benching, and if he's terrible and the team is 1-6, I bench the guy, and I move on, and I see if the other guy can do better. And if he doesn't do better, then maybe you bring Haskins back, whatever. But at some point, you bench a guy and see what another guy can do.
Look, I don't see the upside, by the way, in benching him if you're 1-6. At that point, you
well, no,
you
if he's
keep
one,
trotting him out there to see if he improves. Because if you're 1-6, your season's dead and buried.
Right, but
anyway.
What if you're 1-6 and you have like I don't care the record. If he's not to me, it's all about his play. So if he's if he plays 7 straight games, Cakes, where just like these first two.
Yeah,
I mean, then there's no improvement.
I give him the full year audition.
The only reason I would bench him
do the full year.
If he was really bad, if he was really bad at 1-5 and 1-6, the only reason I'd bench him is if you're going to kind of lose the team if you don't.
Well, yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, but if the team is still behind him, look, Kyle Allen's not the future, all right? Kyle Allen's basically there if Haskins gets hurt.
Yeah,
but that's why I would give him the full year unless you're going to lose the team.
Rivera came into this knowing this is a multi-year rebuild. That this
for
is
sure.
not a 3-13, all of a sudden is a 10-6 team in the first year. He knew that.
Right.
So I think he has the long view where he's like, I'm going to give this guy as much time as I need to make my decision, and that might be the full year.
But here's the thing. It's not like it used to be where Aikman could win one game, where Manning could throw 40 interceptions in his first year. It's not like that anymore in the NFL. It's just not. Guys don't get that kind of rope. And so, you know, he's got to show signs. And I think he will. I think we'll see it this week. I think we're going to score
more. I think when you burn the draft capital of a mid-first-round pick, he's deserving of a full-year audition to see whether he's the future or not.
I think he's deserving, but I don't think that's the way it works anymore.
I will say this, just based on the first, you know, small sample size, but the first two games that Cleveland has played, now they got blown out in week one against Baltimore. But in the second game against Cincy, they gave up 30, and that's because Cincy really couldn't run. So I don't think Washington's going to be able to run in this game. So I think if they're going to score points, Washington needs to pass the ball. And so I think Haskins is going to be asked to do a lot in this particular game because they've got a really good strong front four in terms of stopping the run. But I think you can move the ball through the air.
Yeah, Dave touched on that. Dave Richard just talked about that as far as playing the Cleveland defense.
Correct.
So well,
I
still
would exploit that.
I still would like to see, even if it was just some silly screen passes to Gibson and those guys. Get those guys out in space and see what they can do.
Mm-hmm. If you want to chime in on an open line Thursday, you can at 800-636-1067 on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. You're searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Jason LaConfora as we talk NFL here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We've got Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports joining us coming up at 9 o'clock as we talk more NFL. But wanted to mention that, you know, three of us live in Montgomery County in Maryland, and there are a couple of surveys that have come out. And in terms of being the happiest state, according to the surveys, Maryland is among the nation's happiest. Don't see the Commonwealth of Virginia in the mix.
Where does Maryland rank?
Maryland.
And what is it based off of?
I mean, these surveys, there's a new one all the time.
Right.
Maryland ranked behind Hawaii, which was number one.
Well, Hawaii is silly. I can attest to that. Yeah.
It's a list created by Wallet Hub.
All right. But what they have to have a reason based
well,
on.
Well, it said that it was registered at number three in the emotional and physical well-being category. At the bottom, which were the least happy states, were West Virginia, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Kentucky.
Right.
SEC country, apparently, yeah. Not scoring.
In Maryland?
Well, yeah, because the people are riding 11 miles on Beach Drive every day.
Right.
Makes sense.
Getting their exercise in, getting those endorphins going.
I mean, generally, too, if you look at the national rankings, both Maryland and Virginia amongst the highest in terms of income earned.
Right.
So that'll definitely make you happier, right?
I guess, but you just spend it more on housing and everything. I mean, it's crazy right around here.
Or college education.
Then your portfolio gets pummeled like it did yesterday. Just punked. Makes you unhappy.
It's been a bad week, right, for the markets? Seems like it's been down every day.
Horrible week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they determine the psychology of a state and have some sort of happiness meter. It's weird because when you read the articles about
probably a self-reporting thing.
One of the things that they look at is sleep, right? Because if you're well rested, you're usually happier, right? And Hawaii finished number one in terms of happiest, but they were dead last in terms of adequate sleep rate.
Right.
Wow. Ship them some Sleep Number beds. Look at that added value. Look at that. Get that out to the sponsor.
I feel silly like around 1 p.m. after I've slept about 2 hours.
So where does the Commonwealth rank? Does it have the ranking?
You know, I didn't see it. Both the articles have the top five and the bottom five. I don't see the list.
All right, so it could be seven.
It could be.
Yeah.
All I know is we've got scoreboard.
Don't be jealous.
And this is what I'll say. We all drive in Maryland and Virginia. Traffic's way worse in Virginia, in my opinion. Way worse.
It depends.
I don't know how that. I don't know how they calculate that because,
like,
I mean, where are you talking about? 66 is a disaster because it's always under construction.
Two areas. Look, I know. Let's just talk about the Beltway.
Yeah.
Anytime you know you're even sniffing rush hour, and you're coming from Tyson's towards Maryland, which is what I do, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Until you cross that American Legion Bridge.
Yeah.
You're moving at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
And even when they added the extra HOV lanes, they don't do much. You bypass like a mile or two, and then you're just crawling. Even when we were leaving D.C., you know, I take the GW Parkway home, and then it's a tiny little stretch from the Beltway until you cross the American Legion Bridge, but it was always slower. Got into Maryland, and then I'm going faster.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
it depends
and
where.
And then we talked about it a million times. What's going on with 95? It's always expanding. It's
the
always
Occoquan.
Under construction.
The Occoquan is always just a debacle.
It's a debacle.
Yeah. I would agree on those two points. But inner loop leaving Virginia going into Maryland, so if you've already crossed the bridge, right at the 270 split, that's a disaster.
That's always bad there too.
And then when you're going up to the temple, I mean, that's a disaster.
The big curve, always slow down.
Listen, I live.
So you're not squeaky clean in MD either.
I live right off Connecticut Avenue, and even in my neighborhood, Like, if I try to go to Safeway at, like, 5 p.m., it is a disaster. It is a complete S show to get to, even to get in through the back roads. And then, God forbid, if I want to go to CVS and I'll actually hop on Connecticut Avenue, it's a nightmare. So Maryland has – we got plenty of traffic problems.
I'm not saying it's a panacea. I'm just saying better.
I don't know that it's better. I don't know that it's better.
Jason.
Kensington is never not crowded. Right,
Kensington.
That stretch on Connecticut. Yeah. Oh, right in front of the Chipotle.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just you try to pull out of there. You try to pull out of there and turn right to go to CVS. You'll be standing. You have to wait like three light cycles.
I just think DC in general, just the entire DMV, is just a disaster when it comes to that.
I would agree. I don't think one has it over the other. I think Virginia's a nightmare. I think Maryland's a nightmare.
DC right up there too. Yeah. Don't act like driving around DC is some picnic and it's fun.
No.
Or parking in D.C., God forbid.
Drabby, what were you going to say?
Oh, I found it, Jason, by
comes
the way.
Comes in at 14th.
14.
Virginia's 14?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's not that silly.
That's not bad.
We're top five. You're top 15.
14 out of 50?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
All right. Yeah, you take it. You'll settle.
Now, if they would have pulled me, I would have said I'm unhappy, so I wouldn't have helped.
Sure. You would have set that numbers down.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to mention Craig Carton, just because I find it fascinating. And you know, Carton was the morning guy with Boomer Esiason, and I guess HBO's actually doing a little documentary about
his life.
Yeah,
if you watch the trailer, it looks awesome.
It looks like it's going to be amazing. And there's some details have come out about this. So we knew he had a gambling thing, and he was
loved
using
the Borgata.
He had like a ticket scam thing that he was into.
If you think Nubs Doug was throwing a lot of cash, wait till you hear the numbers.
Dude, they're saying that Carton, in the documentary, he borrowed $30 million to bet on blackjack.
Well, JA from oldies, jelly.
Yes.
He thought if you watch that, you need to watch the trailer. He like was winning absurd amounts.
Yeah, but he's also losing absurd amounts.
No, but he started playing blackjack and he was winning absurd amounts. And then he thought, I can't lose.
He won $325,000 in 9 minutes one time.
Oh.
He said, and it became a drug for him.
Yeah, that's what
he
it is.
He said he once met a guy. Like, he would meet a guy, like, out on the street, and he would have $1 million in a knapsack. And then he would take the $1 million in cash and go to the casino.
He should hang out with Rob.
So, hold on. Who was
perfect
he,
partners in a casino.
And, again, explain, who is he borrowing the money
don't
from again?
No, he had investors, I guess.
And what were they investing in, or where did they think they were
investing in?
Investing in
him gambling, because it was kind of like Rom. So, they were just investing in him to win them money.
What a terrible investment.
They knew. They knew it was a risk.
Yeah, but maybe – I don't even know. Did he claim to be a counter, or was he just being a donk? I have no idea. But he gambled $30 million in blackjack, and he said at one point before he was facing prison, he was on a ski trip or something with his wife, and he lifted up the ski on the ski lift – uh-huh. And he was this close to jumping off it, just donking himself off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he was on his, he was just there by himself, and he called like an old buddy. Might even have been one of an old producer. They called Valdez, and they talked him off the ledge, literally.
Hey, was it as silly as Brett and Hales' skiing trip?
No,
that's
no,
a very
no, not
obscure
at all.
Reference.
No.
All right, but hold on.
Much more fun.
But he, well, hold on a second. He went to jail for the Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
For defrauding.
Broker. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So he wasn't getting all the money from people who just said, yeah, here's money. You think you're hot at your counting? Here you go.
Well, he was
defrauding people.
Well, yes, he was doing that to pay him back. See,
gotcha.
He was defrauding people to pay him back.
All right, so the crimes came after he had lost that money. Okay.
I think, yeah, because he had to pay back all the investments.
Well,
Valdez
the ultimate degen.
We're not going to mention names, but Valdez and I know people who are like this, who will – they're not happy winning – you know, if I went to a blackjack table and I won $5,000, I'm happy.
Sure.
I'm going to pay some bills with that. But we know people that aren't happy winning $50,000. If they win 50, they want to win 100. If they win 100, they want to stay there until they win 200.
Rom, that is Rom in a nutshell.
Described and other
him.
People too. But
like if he wins 10K, it's not enough. He has to win 50.
Well, he also has to round it off. So if he wins 12... right. He can't. It's got to be 15 or 20. He can't be like an odd number.
Right. It's an OCD thing.
Yeah,
I just don't
insane.
Get it. I mean, if I sat down at a table and won $325,000, Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm walking away or I'm betting small amounts the rest of the way.
I'll never forget. Remember one of the first times we were with Rahm? I think it was in Vegas. And he was all bitter, and he had like 5K left, and he was going to put it on just red or black.
Right.
And I pleaded with him. I was like, this is insanity. What are you talking about? You got 5K. Don't do it. He goes, no. I need to get at least 10. And he did it. He put the whole thing on.
And he won it?
Well, no, he lost.
Oh, he lost it, yeah.
This segment is his Super Bowl right here. Talking about black.
But here's
black
the other thing
pounding.
I noticed. Carton said he was making $2 million a year with Boomer when he was doing that show, which is really not that shocking considering how big that show was.
Right, in the market.
But still, he blew it all and ended up, you know, serving 1 year of a 3.5-year sentence.
That's just the problem. That's just a mental glitch that he has.
Yeah.
He's
now,
not
I
happy.
Wish him well. I'm not talking bad about it. I wish him well.
I'd like to get him on the show.
Yeah, I'd like to get him too. I don't know what the rules are.
I don't know how we can do that, Drabby, but I could talk to him for 2 hours.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I think it's fascinating.
Like a week or two ago, because you guys, if you guys haven't watched the trailer, it's
I haven't
really
seen the trailer.
Good.
I know you sent
no,
it.
No, it's going to be good.
It's
I'll
really
see it.
Good.
But I mean, think about it. Someone sits down at a table and they're up 325 and they're not happy with that.
Right.
They got to win 750.
If I'm up 325, those chips are so going in the vault.
Of course.
Those chips are on lockdown.
How about meeting somebody and having them give you $1 million in cash?
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't
wait. Well, those people are just stupid.
I mean, that's insanity.
All right. Got to take a break. Coming up next, he joins us every Thursday at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to NFL Insider for radio.com and of course CBS Sports as well. Jason LaConfora as we talk NFL here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.